at the head of the Chamber of Commerce.
What would the Chamber of Commerce say?
The Chamber of Commerce.
The Chamber of Commerce to the block.
Courtesy of girls of the Chamber of Commerce.
It's 11 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's Tuesday, and it is time to chat with Chamber, because we got Chamber Chat. See, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Very
sums
simple.
It up.
You look warm.
I know.
Good. You're toasty.
I am.
Yeah, good.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when the sun isn't out, it kind of feels like that. But, hey, we were warm yesterday. We're going to be warm tomorrow.
Mm. Yep.
And then we'll be back into summer, because it is still summer.
Yes.
Yep. Officially.
Yes.
Right? Because you're falling into fun. That's always right.
Autumnal equinox. Yep, it lands closest to the... Yeah, I know. It's very, very professional.
I always pronounced it wrong. I always pronounced it autumnal. But autumnal. Okay. Well, autumn is in there, so it makes sense.
Autumnal equinox?
I'm a dumb guy.
Autumnal equinox.
I'm a dumb guy from northeastern Minnesota. What do I know?
No.
You know? I'm practically
either way,
Canadian.
First day of fall.
There
right.
we go.
Let's just call it that.
Sure. Right on. Okay. You got some things going on.
Yeah, next. Yeah, so the big event is Saturday, September 20th, and it's here in downtown Litchfield.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be business specials throughout town. We just opened that up to our chamber members, and so we'll be promoting whatever business specials we have.
Okay.
And it looks like we might have our... One of our sponsors online.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want us to, merge
them
so. In?
I think we have Walter there from Snap Air. Hi, Walter.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going really good. You might want to put those headsets on so you can hear.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Walter.
Walter is on the air, and Walter is he's beaming in from some other planet. No, where are you at today, Walter?
I'm in Eagan today, so
wow.
I wasn't able to join you there right in person, but people can still call in.
Sure. Well, that just means that you get around and you are a busy guy. Is that right?
That's right. Well, we're actually doing some training opportunities here, so always look at the ways and improve ourselves. So.
Sure. All right. Well, tell us about Snap Air. I mean, what do you do? What's your specialties at Snap Air?
Yeah, so Snap Air, we're a heating, cooling, and plumbing business. Pretty much anything involved with your heating or cooling or plumbing or water conditioning or air treatment, indoor air quality, we pretty much take care of all of that. So, you know, if you need furnace service work or air conditioning service work or air duct cleaning or water treatment, you know, we pretty much can provide any of those services. We do maintenance programs where we have a lot of clients that, you know, we come out a couple times a year and service your equipment or if there's in need of replacement equipment, of course, we can replace it or repair it. We also do some new construction as well. If someone is building a new house or what, we can do all the plumbing and heating on that too. So,
okay. So it does make a little sense to kind of fix things before they break. In other words, a little maintenance goes a long ways, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of our clients, they take advantage of our maintenance plan, because with that, it not only is there cost savings to them when they're maintaining equipment, we offer, you know, discounted rates and such. When it's maintained properly, it's easier to service and less chance of breakdowns and less chance of having those middle-of-the-night winter no heat calls and stuff
man,
like
those
that.
Are it's terrible.
Systems keep running, you know, so
Yeah. All right.
So in the long run, it saves them money to maintain it. So.
No, absolutely. And Janae tells me, Janae, that he is also one of your big sponsors for the upcoming event, right?
Yeah, one of our biggest sponsor. He's a gold sponsor for Fallen Into Fun Fest.
All right. So, and that's coming up when?
Saturday, September 20th.
All right. Well, we hope Walter is not doing schooling on that day, that he can be.
No, I'll plan on being at the Fallen Into Fun Fest there. I'm going to have if people can find me there, I'll have a red top canopy set up, and I'll be handing out a kid's booklet that I made. I made a little storybook.
Really?
About falling into Fun Fest.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a cute little story that made up, and I'll be handing those out to people so they can stop by and get a book.
We didn't know you were an author as well as a technician.
Well, you know, I kind of dabble into many different things. It's kind of a fun little thing. And
sure.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Yeah, we were able to see Walter's book yesterday.
He
nice enough to share it with us, and it is very well done.
Well, I imagine next year it'll be out in a musical.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, see, Walter, you got big plans for this, so that's good.
Well,
good for
you. You never know what it leads to.
That's right. Exactly. You really don't. So, all right. Well, you know, we've gone through a couple of seasons here in the last week.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you are really, really a seasonal business. You know, from everything from did the furnace work to did I shut that air conditioner off? I mean, it's just great to have you guys around because we can count on you.
Absolutely. It's imperative to, this time of year is a great time for, it's a good thing we get some of these cooler days to remind people, right, that the heating season's coming up, because it gives them opportunity to service some of these services, and maybe you want to get that furnace checked out or cleaned and make sure it's operating properly before firing it up, and we don't want any situations where there's carbon monoxide or anything. We do all the safety checks on those too to make sure they're operating safe. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing, of course, but along with that, efficiency and yeah, just overall comfort. So
one of the things that Walter, I was able to have done at my place here recently, was I look at the nice little round thing on the wall there, and it's got all these little temperatures reading at me, and on my phone, I actually have a app on there that I can change the temp. I can go up, I can go down. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Those things are becoming super popular, and you can install those.
Oh, absolutely. We put many of those in. So basically, the thermostats, you know, it's so nice to have the ability, you know, if you're going to travel or anywhere, and you can actually look at your home temperature right on your phone.
Right.
And you know, if you can get an alert where if there is any problems, or, you know, if you're doing the setback temperature, you can control that up or down. Mm-hmm. Maybe even from work before you head home, you can change that temperature. So it's warming up before you get home, or many advantages to having that. And we put many of those in.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. All right. Well, and how about if we throw out a phone number there too, if people have some questions for the Snap Air people?
For sure. Give us a call. We you know, we answer the calls, by the way. We have a 24/7, you know, during the normal days, we have a gal in the office that answers the calls, but there's an opportunity, it goes to one of our technicians after hours. We always will answer calls 24/7, 7 days, you know, every day of the week. So our phone number is 320-275-1246.
All right. And again,
all that.
Yeah.
It's 320-275-1246.
There you go.
Aurora's in the office. She can schedule any appointments or help answer questions. If there's people need more technical information, she'll get information to me to either call back or patch right in right at that time. Mm-hmm. We're glad to visit people on the phone and even just answer questions. So.
Okay. All right. Super stuff. And we're going to see you at Falling into Fun Fest.
Falling into Fun Fest, absolutely. It'll be a great time. I encourage everyone to come out.
There we go. All right, great. Walter, thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Great.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. All right, how about that? We had Walter on there this morning, and he is the gold sponsor.
Yes, gold sponsor. And you know, he is also going to be taking part in Pumpkin on the Shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they had a really cute pumpkin it was like a superhero pumpkin.
Oh,
and
boy.
So I'll be curious to see what they come up with this year. But
like a creative guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Very.
Yes.
Yeah. Huge supporter of the chamber too. So we're really lucky to have him as a member.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pumpkin on the Shelf. We have right now about 17 participating businesses, roughly 50 prizes.
Oh boy.
You'll go around to within this two block district of downtown and be able to search for the pumpkins either at the business fair, Central Park, at a place of business, write down that pumpkin's name, and then enter it into a prize drawing, and your odds are pretty good at winning a prize. So and it's for all ages. So
how do you get involved with that?
So you just go to a participating business, and there's a passport that you'll get.
Okay.
And then you'll just go from there out and about and
fill it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds like an interesting deal.
Yeah, it's
the pumpkin on the shelf.
Pumpkin on the shelf. Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What is the one they do at Christmas time? That's like the
elf on the shelf.
Elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
twist to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are working on getting, every year we put together a map. And so we'll get that map out to everyone so they'll be able to see where everything is going to be located for the festival.
Okay.
So some new things we have this year are we're going to be having free caricatures from the entire length of the business fair, which is 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come down and get a free caricature by a local artist, Willis Chase.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have free face painting. The royalty will be present and among others doing free face painting. We will have our novelty booth fundraiser selling all that fun blow up stuff, characters and, you know.
Have you talked to the weatherman about this?
Not yet. Not yet.
It's a little early, but you know.
He says it's on the early side.
Yeah, he does. We just hold out hope. We're optimists. And, you know, even last year it rained and it was still an amazing turnout. So.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, because of some of these, the only reason we're able to provide some of these free kids opportunities, like the free caricatures, the free face painting, we're going to have the two bounce houses, are because of the raffle we're hosting, which is called the 50-50 raffle. Mm-hmm. And Dean is going to talk a little bit about that.
Good.
Yeah, so that has, it's a typical 50-50. We're taking $10 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we have just under $400 now would be the win.
Mm.
If we pulled the ticket today, someone would get close to $400.
So, wow.
And the pot is going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be pulling the winning ticket at around 2 p.m.
Okay.
On the 20th, you do not need to be present. So if you would like to get in on that pot, purchase a ticket, you can do that at our office, 219 North Sibley. Or if you know a board member, you can talk to them. They also have tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and if people are kind of wondering if they can maybe help you out a little bit, are you still looking for a little help
there? Oh, always, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You can contact us at the office if you are able, if you have some spare time on the 20th and you'd like to come down and help out.
Mm-hmm.
We do need some volunteers, and you can contact us at 320-693-8184.
All right. Have we covered it all?
I think so. But if you missed any of that, you can visit our website, litch.com, and we do have a page set up for Fallen in a Fun Fest. That's where you can download your map for the event and see all the details for the pumpkin on the shelf and kind of a timeline of the day's events.
Perfect. You guys, I mean, you just do it so good every week. Just amazing. So, all right. And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you then.
All right. Sounds good.